Hello.
Hello, my name is Randy, and I'm returning a phone call from the Alabama Department of Labor
Hi there.
Unemployment Claims Division. Yes,
Yes,
ma'am.
sir.
And you the one that wanted to call back?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. That's some information to the labor email.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if y'all received it.
I would never know. This is the claims line, and
yes,
all we do is file the claim here. And once the claim's been filed, we can't even pull it back up. So what I'm
okay.
going to do too is refer you to the website or to the claim inquiry department phone number. So if you'll get your pen and paper.
I've got that information. Let me go over something with you, please, sir. Every time I call after 5 o'clock to set it up, it says there's too many. There's already calls accepted, and they're no longer taking calls. And there's nothing online exactly that lets you inquire.
The website will.
The website. Okay. Well, I've processed. My claim has been approved, and it's pending. Is what it says, and it's not on my behalf. I keep calling and I haven't received one dime, and this has been going on since the 1st of October. And I was let go from my job
right.
for asking for a dollar hour raise.
Man. Yes, ma'am. Well, and as far as that phone number you were talking about, yes, ma'am, they only take 600 appointments a day, and that's for a callback the next day. So that's why you were getting that message. But the website.
Okay, I need to pull over where I can get where I can write. If you can hold on
okay.
just a minute.
All right, yeah, pull over. I don't want you driving.
All the schools are letting out right now.
Right.
Trying to avoid. I even went in and did the appeal process and sent them information because nobody's getting back with me on my claim.
Right.
And it's saying it's based on pending on why I was dismissed. And I went over that when I first initially did my started my claim. And the employer, you know, let me go. But she was going a different route, and that's not, you know, she can do that, but I'm sent the an email, and I need to get that from you. I need to pull it where I can get somewhere and get it. And also with this employer. They refuse to get back with food stamp assistance, and I'm at a homeless criterion, sleeping in my car, and I'm desperately trying to get my unemployment money. So they never contacted the food assistance back, and they had to go ahead and process my claim because they would not get off their rear end to even verify my wage information.
Right.
So here I am, and it's December, and I've gone through everything I own, and I should be having my, it says that I was approved. So, you know, I've only filed unemployment one other time, and somebody was always available during normal business hours to talk with somebody or pull up something as opposed to online, because.
Right. And it's been
yeah,
it's been a long time ago.
Most businesses, yeah, I know. But so you know, I'm one of those that had to work through lunch and didn't get a lunch break. You know, I'm not gonna put up with these people not doing what they're supposed to do. Well, code, you know. We eat lunch on the fly. And then their, you know, manager would put tracking devices on my car and follow me around. I feel like I'm in an unsafe position and I need to get something going here. I'm ready to write.
Oh, you're ready to write? Well, all righty. Now, the phone number you can call, well, it's going to be the claims. I mean, it's going to be the inquiry department. It's going to be that 800-361-4524. Okay. And that's the number you call Sunday through Thursday after 5. Like I say, they only take 600 appointments a day. So if you don't get an appointment for a call back, you know, then you'll have to call back the next day and try and get it. But the website you can go to, it is at www.labor.alabama.gov. And, I mean, that's a good website. It does. You can go there and acquire anything, you know, and it is updated in real time. So you get in there and it should get you hooked up.
What about an email address?
I don't have any email addresses. I have no email addresses, as a matter of fact. I don't see any email addresses here. Yeah, I don't have any.
I've already gotten a printed statement that says how much I paid into unemployment.
Right.
How much I would receive. I keep filing legal status.
Right.
Doing everything I'm supposed to do as far as applying for work, but I have literally, I mean, it's Christmas time, and I haven't received a dollar.
Yes, ma'am.
No excuse for that.
Yes, ma'am.
And I know that's not your fault at all.
Yes, ma'am, and like I say, we can't even look at a claim here. Once it's been filed and sent in, I can't even, like you, for example, I can't even pull yours back up. You know what I mean?
Wow.
We literally just file them, and that's it.
Okay. Well,
go to that website and look and see if there's a way to contact by email. There might be an email address at the website.
Good, and there's not. And it says pending, and it's saying that based on a stipulation of leaving, and, you know, I went into that when I made my initial phone call, that they were hiring new employees and giving more hours, decreasing my hours, and I just asked for a review and a dollar raise and then got fired.
Mm.
So, you know, I mean, I was used. So.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got text messages and a voicemail saying, you know, we're going a different route. And
right.
The bottom line is with them is they would let other employees, you know, talk down, talk harsh to you, not take a lunch break.
Right.
And they weren't my managers.
Well, let's see here. Let me look at something. No. I don't see any emails, darn it.
Nope.
I thought I might have some, but I don't. Yeah, and the only place I would know is go to that website and go to contact information, you know.
Yes, but, sir. It does say that, and it limits your contact, like you're saying, to the website, or you can go on the portal and look at, you know, what it says, and that's what it says. It says pending status of a stipulation of leave, you know, and I know Alabama's an at-will state. However, you know, I have proof.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
So,
Yeah, but I don't see anything here that I've got.
Okay.
Shoot. I'm sorry, ma'am. I wish I could have helped you more, but I just do not have anything else.
Okay. Are you in Montgomery?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's got to be a chain of command besides, and I understand there's a umpteen number of people calling in, but every time I do try to call, they say it's full for the day.
Right.
Yeah,
like I said, they only do only assign 600 a day for the call back the next day, actually, is what it is. They, you know, they call you back the following day.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, ma'am. Well, I'm sorry I couldn't help you, but just try and see if you can get in there. And I do want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. And you try and have a very nice rest of your day, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.